In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters in the ascended Lord Jesus Christ, there is an old German axiom that I grew up hearing from the hierarchy of the family I grew up in. Der Mensch lenkt, rather denkt, aber Gott lenkt. Simply translated, a man may propose, God disposes. How much of what you plan for, what you hope for, what you dream about comes completely to fruition in every detail as you imagined it? Or are you an engineering type who calculates everything, lays it all out appropriately, and yes, indeed, just about every time you set your mind and your hand to something, it pretty much all turns out exactly the way you intended. That's not my life. My wife would tell you that I kind of live by the old, you do stuff, stuff happens rule. And when that stuff happens, you fix it. And after fixing it and taking care of the things that were unexpected that came up along the way, a lot of times you wind up with an actually better product, a better finished result than you had planned in the first place. And as a believer, as a Christian, I tend to think of that as God blessing the situation, and I praise Him for that. The Apostle Paul and his mission team had one of those occasions recorded for us here in the book of the Acts of the Apostles as a lesson today. Paul had a mission itinerary well planned. He knew exactly where he thought he needed to go. He thought the gospel needed to be shared and where he wanted to go. And yet these verses tell us that on more than one occasion the Lord made it clear to Paul and those with him that they were being redirected. Then on a particular night, God left Paul with absolutely no doubt where he intended Paul to go and what he intended Paul to do there. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. How remarkable. Had Paul begun to feel something like a pinball for a stretch here? He'd head this direction and God would say no, then he'd bounce back that direction and God would say no. Having the Spirit of Jesus make it clear to him that he was not going to be allowed to do ministry where he thought that it would be best. Whether Paul was frustrated by all of this or simply just left scratching his head a bit over one of these where then and what then type of moments, clearly he would have absolutely no doubt by the end of this particular night what God wanted him to be doing and where. Macedonia was God's choice. That would be the blessed place where God would powerfully prove his gospel ministry, his gospel promises to Paul and his team through a considerable number of people coming to Christ in faith, saving faith in short order. And what was Paul's reaction? Did you catch that? Paul didn't even wait until morning. He was sleeping. He's allowed a vision. It's clear what God wants him to do. Paul, immediately upon waking up from that vision, starts packing. He wakes up all the rest of his entourage and they get all of their things together as well and immediately set out for Macedonia. For when God makes it clear what he desires for you to do with this kind of clarity, there's no time to waste. There are two very simple takeaways from this fact-based gospel history. First, when the Lord leads us where he needs us, it might not always be where we had expected. And secondly, when the Lord leads us where he needs us, it will be always where his work for us to do needs to be done. It seems to never have crossed Paul's mind to go directly for Macedonia. That's not listed as one of the places he had tried to head. And clearly, if he had tried to head that way, God would have just let him go. That's what the Spirit was wanting and would have guided him to do. You and I have more moments in our lives than we'd like to admit that we find ourselves looking face to face with a situation, an opportunity, a circumstance we never expected. Maybe would never have even chosen for ourselves, but now suddenly are awakened to the possibilities that we had never thought of. The Lord creates opportunities for us that we need to be open to meeting every day, even though they may be completely beyond what we had expected. It's good for us to have in mind what Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 2 of his letter, right around the 10th verse or so. He assures us that every single good work that we do is born out of the gospel that has changed our hearts and was planned in advance by God for us to do. Do you and I understand the full impact of that reality every day of our lives? As believers who trust in Christ for forgiveness and salvation, our Lord desires that we begin every single one of our days by asking him to allow us the privilege of being his tools in his hands to accomplish what he desires on any given day to his glory, no matter what we might have planned, no matter what our desires or our hopes might be. Do we then wrestle when God places in front of us something to do that was unexpected? Or are we open to being tools in his hands to bring his love and his light to everyone around us, even when or where we would have least expected it? And maybe it's not just about our schedules that the issues are somewhat unexpected. Maybe it's about the cast of characters we encounter with our lives. Are you open to all of the possibilities that God may lead your way regarding the people you will interact with? Do all of your friends, all of your acquaintances, all of the people you engage in life pretty much look just like you? Or are you open to the potential relationships God might engender in your lives to be a blessing, to be a benefit, to be a gospel bringer to others, no matter who they are? Does economic status, skin color, gender or ethnicity play a role in your thinking in regard to this particular conversation, more than you might like to admit? Where the Lord needs you, what the Lord needs you to do might not at all be something you have ever expected. When the Lord takes us to those unexpected places in schedule, location, or relationship, we also need to be ready to do the work there that he has planned out for us. We're tempted, certainly, at first, to gripe and groan and pray fervently that he allows us to head straight back to our comfort zone as soon as we realize something unexpected has come our way. But when you and I learn the Word and then live the Word in our daily lives, we can grow to understand that every single day, anywhere we find ourselves, whether planned or not, the Lord has something for us to do. We can live for Him. It might not be some profound act of evangelism or some other overt act of ministry. It might simply be our living our faith, our displaying our Christian character, our confidence, our forgiveness-based kindness and compassion. And the reality is that any single day we awake, wherever we might be, by choice or by accident, the Lord has something for us to do there. And with those who surround us there. We're transitioning at this particular moment in the church year. 3 evenings ago, we celebrated and observed Jesus' return to the throne of heaven, where he has promised also in Paul's writings that he rules all things for the good of those who are his holy church. Now we stand waiting a week until we celebrate, observe, acknowledge, praise God for his abundant outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon his early church and the amazing difference that it made in the world as the world heard and reacted to and so many owned for the first time through the work of the Spirit, the saving truths of life forever through Jesus Christ, his living, his dying, his rising again. Nestled here between these two great moments in gospel history, we have a Sunday that really keeps everything really quite simple. The theme for the service says it so well. Easter really never is over. Easter needs to be in the crosshairs, on the minds and on the hearts of God's people every single day as a reality of who we are, what he's made of us, what he's promised us, and what our future reality is. Easter changes a Christian's whole understanding of every moment, of every single day, as he desires to us to understand how actively he intends to be involved in our lives and every circumstance of our lives and every other life that crosses the paths with us in our lives. It's simple. The Lord leads us where he needs us. Be open to the reality that very often that will lead to exceptionally unexpected things with people in places we never expected to meet or go. And realize it wasn't just Paul and his missionary team. It wasn't just the early evangelists and apostles. It's every Christian, every day, that when God leads you where he needs you in that given moment, he has something for you to do for his glory, for the sharing of his love and his gospel light in a world that desperately needs to hear it, for the eternal difference that it will make in your lives and in the lives of those God has chosen to make you his light, his ambassador, his share of gospel truth, whether through life or through words. The Lord leads us where he needs us. The only thing left is for us to do what God has led us there to do.
Amen.
Please stand. Now grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.